You're listening to Valley Edition. Nearly 8 months in, the COVID-19 pandemic is looking grim. The virus has killed more than 230,000 Americans. And this week, for the first time, more than 100,000 cases were reported in a single day. Although California has so far avoided a fall surge, we wanted to know, is it only a matter of time before it reaches us? And what happens if it does? FM89's Carrie Klein spoke about the possibility of a second surge with two local hospital systems as part of this week's COVID-19 update. Welcome back, Carrie.
Thanks, Kathleen.
So as usual, let's start with a snapshot of COVID-19 in the Valley, looking at the last week.
Okay, so, honestly, things are still looking pretty much the same as they have been. You know, cases do appear to be inching back up, but slowly, and it hasn't been enough to push any counties out of their reopening tier just yet. Fatalities are staying relatively steady. Around 30 people are dying every week. That still is a lot, but that number has not been increasing significantly at all anytime recently. Then when we look at hospitals, you know, hospital beds and ICU beds, those numbers are kind of bouncing around a lot from day to day. But again, they're not really changing all that appreciably either. So that's all, you know, at least not bad news. And then when we look at the Blueprint for a Safer Economy, the statewide reopening plan, all the counties in our area stayed in their reopening tier this week. There have been no changes, and there will be no imminent changes for at least another couple of weeks because there's always a grace period before that happens. And so right now, Madera and Tulare counties are both in purple, the most restrictive tier, that is. Kern, Kings, Merced, and Fresno counties are all in red, the next tier up. And then Mariposa County is in the yellow, least restrictive tier.
So it is a little scary to see surges happening right now in the middle of the country. You said that here in the Valley, daily cases are inching back up. Is there any indication that that is the start of a surge?
I don't think that anyone is in a position to speculate anything like that just yet. In fact, you know, county health officials have been taking a bit of a break from their normal public events. In Fresno and Kern counties specifically, you know, they've had fewer press briefings in the past few weeks because things aren't really changing all that much. On the other hand, county health officials have been warning that if we don't keep our guard up against this virus, our local case rates will follow what's been happening around the country.
One place where we know a surge would be the most obvious is a hospital. What are local hospitals saying about COVID cases?
Well, the good news is that we've been seeing, you know, COVID patient loads in hospitals stay relatively steady valley-wide for the last couple of weeks. But, you know, I spoke with officials with two hospital systems who say they're keeping a very close eye on the numbers, and frankly, they are expecting them to rise once again. Here's Terry Bogus. She's the Director of Infection Prevention for Adventist Health Central Valley, which has four hospitals in Fresno, Kings, and Tulare counties.
Yes, we are anticipating a surge. We're not sure if it will mimic what we experienced in the summer or not. The nation is experiencing larger surges in those areas that did not have a large surge in the summer. So it'll be interesting to see where we fall in there. But we are definitely looking at our numbers every day and making sure that we're ready should this happen again.
Okay, but what will being ready mean?
Well, Bogus says that, you know, they have this arsenal of strategies to use that worked during the first surge over the summer. And so for them and a lot of hospitals that I've spoken to throughout the pandemic, you know, that involved changing how space inside the hospital was used. For instance, in Adventist Hanford, they were able to designate one entire ICU floor as COVID only, and they were able to isolate some other hallways for only COVID patients. They're also ready to shuffle patients between hospitals. So of Adventist's four hospitals here in the Valley, you know, the one in Hanford took the majority of the COVID patients over the summer. And so sometimes their non-COVID patients would be moved to Selma or Reedley or Tulare to get care there. And then there's Valley Children's, which has at times taken pediatric patients from Adventist and other local hospitals in order to give those hospitals space for COVID patients. So these hospitals feel that, you know, they've already been through this once and they can jump back into some of these protocols quickly if need be.
So that's how these hospitals are making space for patients. But what about staffing levels? I understand that one of the limiting factors over the summer was having the staff necessary for all the beds that hospitals have.
Yeah, that's correct. And there were some temporary solutions to that, too. For instance, if you remember, we talked about this in an earlier show over the summer. The Department of Defense sent in a handful of teams of military doctors, doctors and nurses, to various hospitals in the area. And one of those came to Adventist Health Hanford. Here's Terry Bogus again.
They were a godsend, and we were very thankful for the help that they provided. They sent providers, nurses, respiratory therapists, and they came at a very pivotal time for us.
Now, there's no guarantee that the military would send these doctors again, but Bogus told me Adventist would take them if they were offered. And so did Thomas Utek. He is chief medical officer for community medical centers in Fresno. He also said that they'd be ready to take on traveling nurses. There are these nurses who get assignments around the country through contracting companies. Utek said these nurses are a great resource, and not just because they can staff more hospital beds.
Our own staff, unfortunately, are becoming sick as well. So we certainly are doing all we can to decrease folks within our own staff from becoming ill, but it's not going to be zero, so we may have to use those other resources.
We're also entering flu season now, and many health officials, in fact, referred to the winter as having a potential for a twindemic of flu and COVID-19. What are you hearing about that?
Well, both Bogus and Utek told me they're optimistic that flu season won't actually be as severe as it has been in years past, which is exactly what happened in a lot of the Southern Hemisphere, which just got out of flu season. And that's likely because of all of the precautions that people are taking now. You know, we're distancing, we're keeping away from each other, we're wearing masks, there's hand hygiene. All of those things also prevent the spread of the flu. However, doctors are very much aware that co-infections of the flu and other respiratory illnesses are predictors of more severe COVID-19. So they are bracing for some kind of increase in respiratory patients nonetheless.
So all in all, should there be a second surge, are these hospitals feeling prepared?
Yeah, when it comes to Adventist and community medical centers, both of them say they are feeling prepared. You know, and I should note, though, that hospitals don't work in a vacuum, particularly during this pandemic. They've had to get pretty creative about working with each other and with health officials. And so the state has established a whole number of overflow sites for COVID patients. You know, Fresno County health officials have told me that one site in Porterville, which was used for dozens of patients over the summer, it's not in use now, but it could be opened back up at a moment's notice. Beds are also lying in wait at various fairgrounds and the Fresno Convention Center, which was actually mobilized to take on survivors of the Creek Fire that were airlifted out of, you know, Mammoth Pool Reservoir. And then Thomas Utek did tell me that if there is a silver lining anywhere in this pandemic, it's how well hospitals from various networks have been working together. They've been pooling their resources to share patients and build bed capacity.
You know, I mean, we certainly, I think there is collaboration between the region's hospitals, but the collaboration is at a whole different level now.
Well, Carrie, this is great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Kathleen.